Angola is hosting the Southern Africa Partnership of Red Cross Societies meeting from Monday to Tuesday, one of the main humanitarian forums in Southern Africa. The opening ceremony was presided over by Minister of Health Sylvia Lutukuta, representing the President of the Republic, João Lourenço. The meeting brings together leaders from the 10 national Red Cross societies in the region, as well as representatives from the International Federation, the International Committee of the Red Cross, the United Nations System, and the Diplomatic Corps. It takes place in a symbolic year for Angola, which celebrates 50 years of independence and holds the chairmanship of the African Union. In a related development, Felicidade Saraiva, Secretary General of Angola National Society, stated that this event is so important for the 10 countries of SADC.
This event is so important for us, for the 10 countries of the SADC, because we have this opportunity to exchange our ideas, our work on a daily basis. We have all to interact. We have the general secretaries, we have the presidents, we have the representatives and the presidents of the youth and the volunteers. So we are all together to work to have the same ideas and try to find what we can do from this one to the next one. Normally we have twice a year this kind of workshop. Yeah. And we involve people from all the 10 countries of SADC.
Gian Pacatello, head of the delegation from South Africa, claimed that it's important for the International Committee of Red Cross to be part of the event.
It's important for the International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, to be here today when all the national societies, all the Red Crosses of the Southern Africa get to meet to discuss the challenges that they are facing. Of course, these challenges have to do with funding the movement, have to do with the increase in the number of catastrophes that they are facing, be it linked to climate change, migration, or the consequences of other conflicts that are bringing about displacement into their countries. There is a lot of pressure today in a world that is increasingly polarized, that is seeing conflict on the rise. There is an important work that needs to be done by the Red Crosses. And the ICRC, in its history, 160 years history, working in conflict, working in war, is there to support the national societies, working at the grassroots level, in the communities, with the states, to ensure that while these countries today, in Angola, knows peace, it also came from a background of war, and there are important lessons to learn there on how to protect civilians better, how to ensure hospitals are never the subject of attack, how to ensure that detainees, prisoners, have rights and are respected and are not tortured. These are all the kinds of messages that the International Committee of the Red Cross wants to see addressed in these forums, but importantly, to parties and to those who are fighting the wars of today, be it in the Democratic Republic of Congo, be it in Sudan, in Gaza, or in Ukraine. And so we stand here together with the national societies to find how we can find solutions, how we can improve respect for the law of armed conflict in the conflicts that are ongoing, and perhaps those which are coming.
That was Jan Pacatello, head of the delegation from South Africa, talking about the Luanda meeting.